Friends, a very warm welcome. It's lovely to welcome you to the Good Shepherd here this morning. And we pray God's blessing upon today. And we welcome, of course, particularly Irvin, our Archbishop. And thank you for your presence with us. Now, we're going to begin our worship this morning with a great hymn of praise, number 14 of our hymnals. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Shall we stand together?
We confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed.
mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, from the first fruits of the English nation who turned to Christ, you called your servant Chad to be an evangelist and bishop of his own people. Give us grace so to follow his peaceable nature, humble spirit, and prayerful life, that we may truly commend to others the faith which we ourselves profess. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who has invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place, and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Most importantly, because Chad epitomizes
the gospel of humility that we just heard. Four brothers taught by Aidan on the holy island of Lindisfarne. The eldest, Sed, founded Lasting Manor and was then called to evangelize Essex. I believe that's where it's still in progress. Don't tell John now. Chad, in his turn, is called to lead Lasting. The Synod of Whitby has just happened. The Northumbrian, wait for this, Celtic, Irish, Scots, or British mission, they're all called by that in different ways, are discomforted at the Synod because King Oswy, following the silver-tongued Wilfrid, lent on the Synod that all the church must now conform to the Roman computation of Easter and the Italian style of haircut of monks. This was, as in all synods, I'm afraid, because synods are human, partly a struggle for power, even in the church. And the king, as well, didn't want his wife continuing to fast in Lent while he was celebrating Easter, especially as fasting included abstention from conjugal rites. But the British, that is to say, the Celtic, bishops and monks, their mission as opposed to the English, this gets complicated, that is to say the Roman mission of bishops and monks, the Celts were discomforted. Schism loomed, especially in the Roman party, when they were not being arrogant, but being patronizing. Lead, lead. Next, just to cap it all, was a full eclipse of the sun in the Midlands and the north, and plague was decimating the whole country. With eclipse, plague, schism, and synod, it looked like the end of the world. How unlike our own dear Church of England. In the middle of all this, Chad was called to be Bishop of York. With the plague, there were few other bishops around, and a dire shortage of priests. Scores had died. So Chad travelled south for consecration, but the Archbishop of Canterbury himself died. So Chad next came west, and this is where Guildford comes into the story, just. He came west from Canterbury to Winchester, and he must have followed what is now called the Pilgrim's Way on the west, just a mile or two, yes, that way, just a mile or two that way. To Winchester. Here the Bishop of Winchester had to summon two Celtic bishops from Cornwall, or possibly Archbishop Wales, but somewhere from the ultimate west, to make the requisite number of bishops for the episcopal commission. Chad had been nominated to York by the king because Wilfrid, remember him, had gone to Gaul for consecration for York, but had apparently not returned, so King Oswy thought. Wilfrid Franklin had a rather grand ceremony in Gaul and at Dalit some time after. Episcopal lesson, don't spend too long in Paris, or another bishop will put in your sleep. So York had two bishops. Wilfrid, really out of tact for the king rather than Chad, went to Ripon, where he turfed out the Celtics. You can see I'm not really a great fan of Wilfrid. Enter the new Archbishop of Canterbury, Theodore Atossus, a great organiser. But he queried Chad's ordination to the episcopate because of the British or Celtic or Cornish or even Welsh bishops. Not only that, he queried, indeed doubted, Chad's diaconate and his priesthood. Here was a man who had been brought up under Aidan on the Lindisfarne. He ordered Chad to be deposed from York. More schism. Chad replied, indeed, I willingly resign the office of bishop, for I never thought myself worthy of it. Theodore was dumbfounded, and was surprised and amazed at Chad's humility. Would Chad even submit to read? Within a year, Theodore and Wilfred had persuaded the king of Mercians, King Wulfhere, that Chad should be the bishop to the Mercian tribes. From Offa's Dyke to the Wash, from the Midlands to the boundary of Cumberland. He was bishop in Lichfield and of the Mercian kingdoms from 669 to only 672, dying on this day that year. Jesus tells us the parable of the guests invited to the wedding. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Sisters and brothers, Archbishop and other, though for a moment there is no plague and certainly no eclipse, the Church, whether in England or the wider Anglican Communion, knows something about the threat or the actuality of schism and dissent. Just at the time when mission and evangelism are most required. We in Guildford pray daily for you, Archbishop, in your unique and almost impossible short of a miracle ministry of unity amongst us. That Synod of Whitby was not perfect. The Synod's name helps. But Chad's humility, the humility of Christ, saved a schism in the Church. And this paradoxical reason that Chad was chosen for mission and sent on his successful apostolic mission to the tribes of Middle England. Following Jesus made me as laity, well, we're all laity, but we're all part of the one last. Laity, clergy, bishops, archbishop, may we capture something of this evangelical humility for the sake of both the unity of the Church, but also and equally for the sake of the mission of the Church in the service of God's wider world and God's great and glorious and coming kingdom. In the name of the Father and of the Son.
Let us pray. Father, we hold before you the Church, giving thanks for Chad, his humility and goodness. We pray for Rowan, our Archbishop, for Bartholomew and all the Orthodox, for Pope Benedict, for the leaders of the churches of the Reformation, for the leaders of the ancient Oriental churches, especially where there is persecution, and remembering before you the Church in Iraq. We pray also for Christian people in the Holy Land, strengthened by the recent visit of our Archbishop. And we pray for all Christian people who are marginalized or in danger. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for the Diocese of Lichfield, its bishop, its parishes and cathedral. And here, in this diocese, in Middle England now, We pray for Christopher, our bishop, and today for the parish of St. Thomas of Canterbury in East Clarendon, and for St. Peter and St. Paul in West Clarendon, the married priests, and all who live and work in those parishes. And we also pray for the Diocese of Bendigo in Victoria, Australia, and for Andrew Kernar, the bishop. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our government, for the members of Parliament in the diocese, for all who exercise authority and have influence in our civic life, in the County Council in Kingston, in the local authorities, in the places where we live and worship. We pray especially for the people and leaders of Chile. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We hold before you those who suffer, particularly through hunger or through war. We pray for the forces of the Crown serving in Afghanistan this time, particularly those from the diocese. We pray for those who are in trouble, without work, or who are sick. And among them, we pray for Melanie Brownsall, priest in this diocese, as she comes to the end of her life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
In communion with Mary and Chad, and all who strengthen us by their fellowship, we pray for those who have died. And among the recently departed, we pray for Brenda Harrison. And we pray for all whose year's line falls today. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the
splendor.
beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross, put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will, and won for you a holy people. And now we give you thanks that your glory was revealed in Chad and all the saints. In their lives you have given us an example of faithfulness to Christ. In their holiness we find encouragement and hope. In our communion with them, we share the unity of your kingdom. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna.
Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve. Send the Holy Spirit on your people. Gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Chad and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
most merciful Lord.
Your love compels us to come in. Minds well clean, our hearts well prepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs upon your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of his Son, that he may live in us and be in him, and to be with the whole company.
gather around the table of your Son to share this meal with the whole household of God. In that new world where you reveal the fullness of your peace, gather people of every race and language to share with your servant Chad and all your saints in the eternal banquet of Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you.